right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. I got my Portola reunion coming up, class of 78. And it's getting very exciting. A lot of people checking in to portola78.com. Yeah. And I got an email from a chick I used to go to junior high with, and it says, Tim, I heard you were DJing a long time ago. Do you remember me? I think of you as the sweetest, smallest, sorry kid on campus. Oh, bubble. You didn't seem afraid of us bust-in kids, as so many were. I often wonder how you doing. And that goes on. It says Dave Koz went to school with Dave Koz from the 94.7 Wave. I'm like, oh, I didn't know Dave Koz went to Portola. Lisa Kudrow did as well. But where she said you didn't seem afraid of us bust-in kids, as so many were, I didn't know kids were bust-in. I really didn't. I thought you know, when they got on the bus, they're going like four or five blocks. I didn't know they're, you know, coming in from like Boyle Heights or East LA or whatever. And so that was odd, but it'd be fun to see everybody there, I guess. You know, I don't know if I'm gonna go to this thing. You know, let me take my wife and kid, show everybody, you know, what 30 years of getting shut out and getting photoed out at Santa Anita does to a face. Quite a toll. All right, I'm gonna read you an email. Not an email, a personal ad that somebody put on Craigslist. And it is from our very dear Randy Wang.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe you did this, dude. It was, when did you do it? Saturday night?
I posted this Saturday night at 8:45 p.m.
All right, Saturday night, 8:45 p.m. If you're on Craigslist at that time, you could have gone to the movies with... Randy Wang. It says, hey guys, I'm going to see the movie Pineapple Express at the Century Theaters on Victory tonight. What an evening. Tonight at 10 p.m., I'm going to get completely stoned before I see it. Would any like-minded dudes like to meet me at the theater, smoke a bit, and watch the movie together? I'm 23, by the way. Thanks. If you're interested, shoot me an email. Randy, are you kidding me?
Tim, I didn't want to see the movie alone. Originally, Gina was supposed to go with me, but she completely blew me off.
So your next option, other than going with Gina Grad, is Craigslist?
I don't have any other friends right now.
Well, you don't have any friends from junior high or high school?
All
or
my friends that
school?
I grew up with in Valencia won't talk to me anymore because
Why?
I moved out of Valencia. If you live in Valencia, if you grew up there... You get in this sheltered existence where you don't think anything exists outside of Santa Clarita Valley.
Right.
And I moved to down 15 miles to the valley, and they refuse to see me anymore.
Oh, get out of here.
Plus, they hate me because I actually did something with my life, and they're living at home with no jobs at 23.
I don't know. I think you could dig deeper as to why they're, you know, there's nobody around. But anyway, so you post this ad on Craigslist.
I post this ad because I didn't want
to. At 8:45?
At 8:45. I didn't want to see the movie alone. I was a little stoned when I wrote it, but...
But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, gayness to this ad, my brother.
It's not gay. I posted on the strictly platonic section of
I'm not saying it's gay. I'm saying there's a lot of gayness about the ad.
Why?
All right. First of all, anytime you use the term, hey, guys, no guys or girls, right? Girls weren't invited?
I just assumed no girl would ever respond to this.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm going to go see a movie, Pineapple Express, at the Century Theaters on Victory tonight at 10:05. I'm going to get completely stoned before I see it. Would any like-minded dudes...
What's wrong with that?
Is H-O-M-O, dude.
Yeah!
Like-minded dudes is a big red flag. And then when you put in, I'm 23, by the way.
Well, you know, that way they know my age range, so no 50-year-old guy is going to email me saying, hey, you want to go see the movie?
Why wouldn't you go with a 50-year-old guy? It's platonic. What are you looking for, a guy your age?
Yeah, I look for a guy that, you know, I could smoke a little weed with, maybe hang out with afterwards.
I don't know, dude. I mean, I'm not a professional, you know, connoisseur or professional judge of what Craigslist is all about, but... I imagine that a lot of guys looked at that and went, okay, like-minded, hey guys, like-minded dudes. I'm 23, by the way.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So what did you get? What kind of response did you get, dude?
I got a couple of responses. One guy, his name was Dave, he responded, said, hey, you know, I'm 22, I smoke pot too, you know, I want to see this movie. So we trade emails back and forth. We decided to meet at the theater at 10 o'clock. We meet outside the Burger King right next to it. And I meet up to him, say, hey, Dave, I'm Randy. And we shake each other's hand. We talk for a couple seconds. Then I...
It's back to your house.
No, no. Then I blaze up a joint and we start smoking and I ingest a little space cake. I give him a pot bonbon and we walk in the theater and go see the movie.
Is that a euphemism for something? A pot bonbon?
No, literally a pot bonbon.
So you give him weed?
Yeah.
All right.
It was a little pot bonbon. They give them to me for free at the store.
All right. Well, let's, you know, since again, I don't want to judge you, my brother. Let's take some calls on this. What do you think? If you read this ad, you think it's a little crazy to do in Southern California? You could have got killed doing this.
No, we traded a bunch of emails before I would meet him.
I don't give a rat's ass how many emails you traded. You could have got killed doing
this.
We
met in a wide open public space. He's not going to kill me. It was 10 o'clock at night.
You met at Victory near, is it Victory in Coldwater?
A little past it. Between Coldwater and Woodman.
Hazeltine out there?
No, I think it's Coldwater, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Coldwater. There's a Burger King out there.
And a Numero Uno Pizza.
Yeah, and there's a couple of 24-hour Mexican place across the
street. It's pretty well lit.
Dude, you're meeting somebody at 10 o'clock at night on Victory and Coldwater. You could have got worked.
Tim, I'm running out of options here. You know, I've lived in the Valley for a year and a half, and I have not made one friend out there.
Dude.
I need something. I can't be going out alone all the time. It's driving me crazy.
There's ways to make friends other than putting a desperate ad in Craigslist 10 minutes before a movie starts.
What was so wrong about it?
Well, let's find out what's wrong
with it. He was a like-minded guy.
I know. He was a like-minded guy your age, and he was one of those guys that responded to the ad that said, hi, guys. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's me. It's me. All right, here are the phone numbers. You think this is weird? 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Again, I'll read this ad. Pineapple Express, 10:05 p.m. Randy Wang, our producer, wrote this. Says, hey, guys, I'm going to see the movie Pineapple Express at the Century Theaters on Victory tonight at 10:05. And I'm getting completely stoned before I see it. You young people with that weed, man. That's going to be the demise of you. You know that?
I don't think so.
It's going to send you into radical depression or get you in trouble with the law. That weed.
It's legal.
All right. Anyway, would like-minded dudes like to meet at the theater, smoke a bit, and watch the movie together? I'm 23, by the way. How did you write that when you wrote it?
How
was
did I write it?
Was it? Yeah, was it, hey, I'm 23, by the way.
Exactly.
Or, I'm 23, by the way.
No, it's, hey, you know, I'm 23, by the way. Just commonly.
Yeah, but by the way is spelled B-Y, not B-I. I'm 23, B-I, the way. Where's the I and the Y on the computer? Let me look at this.
Tim, I was
right,
a
close
little...
Close enough, I'll give you that.
I was
close
a little
enough.
Stoned.
Close enough. I'll give you that.
I was a little stoned.
All right. Larry, Universal Studios. Hey, guys on the tour. Hey, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm pretty lonely, actually. And, you know, it's hard to meet, you know, just regular guys to hang out
like-minded
with.
Guys?
Yeah. And, I mean, he sounds kind of hot. But, like, hot in a way, not a gay way, but
right.
He's like a exciting guy.
Yeah, he's a real exciting guy. Enjoys food and pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 23, which is kind of hot. I mean, not hot like gay, but exciting. And
right. You want
I want to go to the movies.
All right, hold on one sec. We'll give you his email address.
That guy sounded hot.
That guy sounded like he could kill you, too. Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
Has Randy Wang not heard about the guy that was sitting on the bus and got his head cut off by the passenger?
I wasn't on a bus. I was on Victory Boulevard.
But I'm sure you were sitting in the dark movie theater with him at one point.
But it was a full movie theater. No one's going to cut my head off in a movie theater with 500 people.
It was a full bus.
Yeah. You probably didn't.
Hey, by the way, this guy's right. It was a full Greyhound bus.
Yeah, but that's a Greyhound bus.
You're going to get your head cut off.
No, I talked to him first. We exchanged a bunch of emails. I knew the guy intimately.
You're going
to
get killed, dude. Mark in Northridge, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, Randy? Hey. Listen, I grew up in the Santa Clarita Valley. I know exactly what he's talking about. He's got a very valid point. But keep in mind that you cannot pick up tone of voice or inflection over Craigslist ads. Be very careful how you word things.
Yeah, what would you leave out? Would you leave out, I'm 23, by the way, or like-minded dudes?
That's ridiculous. I would say very plainly. Now, granted, I don't think I'd post a Craigslist ad for a guy to hang out with me. But,
yeah, but you know, also, you know what you do, Mark, is you run the risk of making it too heterosexual, and that's a big red flag, too.
It sounds like you've got a lot more experience than I do in that area.
Well, thank you, sir. But no, but if you make it too over the top, like, hey, man, I'm a real dude. I love football. I love hockey. And I love fist fighting. You want to go to a movie? That guy, that ad's going to attract gay guys.
Yeah, that's why I didn't do that. I was myself. I wanted to be myself. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Randy Wang. Is this ad still up, by the way?
I think it's still up.
All right. Look under Pineapple Express at 10:05-23. God only knows what that means. Oh, you're 23 years old. Oh,
exactly.
Jesus. All right. It's Out of the Closet Mondays on the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Brother, grab your chillum and get all your gear. We got problems. Gotta get out of here. But I got you, and you got me, and we're as high as we can be. So it's alright. Oh yeah, it's alright. It's not your fault, and it's not mine. I was just in the wrong place and time. Now there's trouble. Oh yeah, trouble. Did we get into this mess? Pineapple Express. Pineapple Express.
Whoa! All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Our own Randy Wang has put an ad in on Craigslist. Hey, guys. I'm going to see the movie Pineapple Express, the Century Theaters on Victory tonight at 10:05. And I'm going to get completely stoned before I see it. Would like-minded dudes like to meet me there at the theater, smoke a little bit, and watch the movie tonight? Or watch the movie together? Ooh, boy. I didn't even see that.
Fantastic.
Watch that movie together. By the way, I'm 23. 23. Neil and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I just wanted to say that I don't know how much experience Randy has with Craigslist, but a straight guy who would put that ad out, who just wanted a platonic friend, first of all, wouldn't say, hey, guys.
How am I supposed to address him?
You would have to say, does anyone want to go to this movie? And what,
then I'd sound desperate.
No.
Well, there's a lot of desperation odor coming from it either way.
Right. But you put, and then at some point in that ad, you have to put, you know, I'm not gay, I'm a straight guy or something, because Craigslist is crawling with gay guys just looking for straight guys.
That's why I posted in the strictly platonic section. I'm not looking for gay sex.
Oh, I understand. Well, I'm not too sure about that, actually, based on your ad. I've posted on Craigslist a thousand times, gotten girls off the platonic section, been laid millions of times off Craigslist. There's plenty of girls that will just go out to dinner or see a movie who are actually cute, normal, who just want to have a platonic thing. So if you really wanted to go to a movie with a cool chick who smokes some weed or whatever, there's plenty of them out there. I had a feeling you posted this that, you know, you wanted the guy, and maybe a guy who was a little gay or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
No.
All right, get out of here.
No girl's going to go out with me to see Pineapple Express stoned.
Yeah.
I just assumed that from the beginning. Maybe a guy would, but I don't think a chick would.
Oh, boy. I'm looking at this Bob Costas on NBC with those Olympics. That's just a hat now, I guess, huh? Happened there. Guy's got a lot of money wearing that hat around. All right. Let's talk to Robert. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Conway, how's it going?
Hey, not bad, dude.
All right. A couple of things here. First of all, I wanted to say I like the way that you took over as Tom earlier when this guy was thinking that you were Tom.
Yes.
Other than that, I got to say, Randy, I don't know. It's kind of funny, man. I'm a fellow weed smoker. Love it. Do it just about every day if I can. And other than that, I would never post an ad like that. I mean,
well, you probably have a lot of friends. I don't know. I didn't have anyone else to go with. And I'm not going to go see a movie stoned alone. Who am I going to make jokes to? Who am I going to laugh with? I'm just going to be the a-hole sitting at the front of the theater laughing because I'm stoned out of my mind. I got to be there with somebody. Someone's got to have culpability with me.
All right. Get out of here, dude. Let's talk to Michael in Santa Monica. You're on the air.
Hey, hey, Timmy.
Hey.
You're clearly right on this, man. I don't even think they saw the movie.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I think they went straight back to Randy's place and made up their own version of the Pineapple Express.
Yeah! A-hole. I saw the movie. I can tell you the movie word for word. I watched it so closely.
All right. All right. Let's relax, everybody. Tim on the 5 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going? I have to say that my gator is going off something big.
Yeah.
First off, the guy's last name is Wang. Is that for real? Is that verified, or is he making that part up?
Well, that's no, that's weird. Not his real name. His real name is Wong, which is, I guess, the same thing, right? Wang, Wong.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. I don't think he's gay, but I think the ad is slightly gay. That's my opinion, all right? You can't be offended by that.
Yeah. Well, what was I going to write? It's 8:45. I had an hour and a half to find someone to go see this movie. And I was a little stoned, but I just wanted to go see the movie with somebody. I'm so tired of doing stuff alone on the weekends.
Oh,
it's
all
depressing.
Right. All right. Well, that's why Gina's around. Why couldn't you go, Gina? What's going on with you?
I had 2 birthday parties and a housewarming. I made these plans earlier. I had no idea where you're supposed to go this weekend. I feel terrible, but you know, I'm a popular lady.
What do you do? All right, let's talk to Louie in Montebello. You're on 97.1.
And Craigslist, couldn't you write a different ad like, girls, what are you going to be doing out tonight? Let's go see a movie.
That's not a bad idea for an ad. I think I would have responded to that, or more people would have. Let's talk to Armando in Ontario. You're on the air.
Hey, Tim, you're the man.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I wanted to tell the other guy, his name should be Randy Wang on forehead, because that ad sounded really gay.
Fantastic.
Next time, why don't you get on the computer and ask for Nathan Lane or Brian Whitman, okay?
All right, how do you hang up on this?
Later.
Guy?
Tim, you got to hang up.
There we go. All right, Jason in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I'm just wondering, why are you seeking mail? I mean, you can ask for a girl and see what it's like.
I played the game ahead of my mind. I know no chick is going to respond to this, so I'll just say, hey, other guys. Plus, I don't want to get stoned with another chick. Then it's like a date.
Why don't you put 2 ads out there? How long did it take you to write the ad?
You can't put 2 ads out.
You can't put 2 ads on?
No, you can't put 2 ads at the same time, because then they'll think that you're trying to, like, spam the website.
Oh, get out of here. Well, then there's got to be something else you can do. Then Friday night, put the heterosexual ad out there.
Well, until Saturday, I thought Gina Grad was going with me.
All right, but she's got...
She's
busy.
Yeah, you know, no, it's not. She's not busy. She doesn't like hang out with me after work. I get it. She blew me off on my birthday, and then she blew me off for this. I get it, Gina. You don't want to be my friend.
I threw you a freaking birthday party, Wang.
Yes.
Yeah, and then afterwards, like, hey, you want to go for drinks? I asked you weeks in advance, and then suddenly, oh, my throat's sore. I don't want to go with you.
Because I'm allergic to you.
Now, I know what it is. Is she knows that eventually, if you guys ever made it, you'd split her in half, man. That's the word on the street.
Jesus Christ.
You're absolutely right, Tim.
Wang Wong, I don't know how you pronounce it. I just know that guy's a major stud, man. All right, I got to take ourselves a break and come back and talk to a gentleman from the Sheriff's Department. I hope I'm not in trouble. And also a young lady from the Laugh Factory. They're putting together a special event for a very good cause, and we'll tell you all about it when we come back. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.